Alex Susco. I am a PhD candidate and interdisciplinary doctoral fellow at the University of Minnesota. And I span a bunch of different departments, but I am foremostly a plant genetics and agronomy student. But I also work with the bioengineering and agricultural engineering on campus, as well as the St. Anthony Falls Fluid Mechanics Laboratory.
Well, Alex, I want to spend some time today learning about some research that you're doing. It has to do with using cameras in fields to track the progress of crops, I think. I mean, how about you just give me the background on what's taken place so far, kind of how it got started, and where you're at in the process?
Yeah, so my main project is concerning lodging in cereal crops. Primarily, the big issue is in oats. So lodging resistance is very poor in oats generally, but there is variation across other cereals. So if you look at wheat, for instance, Linkert wheat, which is a U of M variety, it's grown on about a third of the wheat acreage in Minnesota. That has a very strong stem, but it also has different structural properties to the stem. The stem is quite elastic, whereas if you look at oat stems, they're very rigid. And so there's a lot of differences here, and those stem differences then translate into movement changes. And I'm really interested then the core of my problem, and it's a hard problem, but looking at how plants are responding in the wind in real time and coming up with ways that you can actually quantify that and possibly look for different physiological relationships with movement, and then underlying genetic components, and then hopefully to guide management strategies for minimizing lodging resistance going forward. So it's a lot of basic research into how plants interact with the wind and how they can resist bending and stem failure, primarily on cereal crops, again, in wheat, barley, and oat.
You know, I've seen in agriculture for decades that great innovations come when a farmer or an ag researcher identifies a problem, and then through trial and error, they come up with these amazing solutions. And so as you look at how current technology can help in the production system, when you identify a lodging issue in the field, obviously scouting is always talked about. You encourage growers to get out there, scout your fields, identify the problems. And with camera technology, you're able to do that probably more efficiently. So talk about how you're using the technology available to help along the way.
Yeah, so drones have become very popular, and drones are very good at this. So there is work, there's a lot of research out there on quantifying lodging from drone imagery. So whether you're just using a color image that's been stitched together from a whole drone flight across the field, or if you're looking at specific wavelengths that might indicate lodging or not, that has really helped on a field scale evaluate lodging. If you're looking at, more of an advanced variety trial and further on in the breeding process, if you're looking at large yield plots or, you know, just in a field situation for a grower. But there's still the problem then early on in the breeding process when you're trying to select individual rows to advance. It's obviously going to be very hard to do that from the sky on such a small resolution. Now there's, camera technology is getting better all the time, especially implemented on drones. But none of those scenarios will work for actually how the plants are interacting in the wind. So again, my interest is how are these plants interacting under high winds, 20 miles per hour, or even better yet, how do they interact or react in a storm? So there you cannot use a drone. And you also can't really take any video images of drones. So for things that vary on a short time scale, like plants bobbing back and forth or canopy movement, that's where a fixed camera system becomes a more important piece to actually try to quantify that. And then you get into the other question of if it's a fixed camera system, you obviously want to be able to see as much of the field as you can. Now in a drone, a drone will fly, you can program a flight path, and then the drone will take a bunch of overlapping images that are then stitched together, whether that be through just the image features itself and algorithms that do that, or through georeference points that help to link and bridge the image together. So that's where I got the idea to use a 360-degree field of view camera, where you can look at a wide field of view. Now, obviously, you still have the problem as you get further out, you have less ability to detect movement or whatever else you're interested in. But up close, you can get pretty good video data over time and over different conditions on how plants actually respond in the wind.
Well, let's talk about time, and I'm sure the variety selection process, you have to have checks and balances, and it will take a considerable amount of time, but how far along are you with this research? What are the next stages?
Yeah, so this research right now, we're just wrapping up our summer quantifying the movement in this year. So after this, my whole winter will be spent analyzing several hours of video taken on this camera system. So I'll be actually quantifying the frequency with which these varieties, these cereal varieties, are bobbing back and forth in the wind. And then over this whole summer as well, I took data on all sorts of traits, growth rates. I took weekly data on height, stem diameters, stem masses. I also measure the strength of stems. We have a custom load cell that we use and bend the plants over and record the amount of force required to bend it. So I'll be looking for all of these relationships, so across planting dates, across different storm events, and to see how that relates to movement and how that finally relates to the lodging that we observed.
And while you have really zeroed in on the lodging issue, have you heard from others that are thinking about the same sort of setup that you have in place and looking to identify other crop issues that they could maybe find some solutions to?
Yeah, so I've gotten a few requests from some soybean breeders who would be interested in using it to look over time at soybean growth over a given year. I personally think it would be a very useful system if you're looking at something that varies on a short time scale. So if you're looking at drought stress or hypersensitivity responses to drought, if you're looking at wilting over a short period of time, something like that, I think that this type of a camera system could be useful for. Or if it could be deployed in any other situation where you just want to have something that's fully automated and, maybe you're remote or have it on a remote station and, a camera could move across the field. No one would need to be there with a drone and there could be scheduled images taken. So there's lots of possibilities. Again, the material costs for the system are quite low. And the reason we released it open source is that anyone could, in theory, look at the plans, improve upon it. They could do mess around with the electronics, try mounting different sensors. So, that's the primary reason for releasing this all open source, is that anyone could, in theory, tool with it. And I welcome anyone else's suggestions or, if you want recommendations on parts and stuff like that, feel free to contact me.
Well, this is really fascinating what you're doing, Alex. Anything else about the research that we haven't covered yet that you think we should?
I don't think so at the moment. I just say again, this is, while a lot of people are focusing on drones, I will say if the only thing you're interested in is just quantifying the amount of lodging in a field at a given time, I'd say drones are, again, going to be far more user-friendly than, building your own camera system. The image analysis, I should add, of the for the camera and analyzing the images from it is quite complicated itself. So I'll be submitting a paper here shortly on how I actually go about analyzing those images and quantifying movement. I would say, again, drones are good for just quantifying lodging roughly in the field. But if you're interested in movement, I'd say a camera system or some sort would be a good way to go. I could, for instance, see this being adapted to perhaps maize research, looking for either root lodging or brittle snap in maize. If that's of something of interest, because again, the maize plant or the corn plant is going to bob back and forth in the wind, and there's going to be physiological relationships with that. And maybe, I don't think, to my knowledge, anyone has analyzed movement in other crops. So it's an out there idea, and I hope people can build off of what we've released here and come up with some cool stuff in the future, too.